from 2 feet to 6 or 8 inches or something like that, very small tides. But here we have from 6 to 9 feet. But it varies, and I never have figured it out, because now I think in France and Paris, I think they have a 24-foot tide there. And now up off Nova Scotia, to be a Fundy, they have about a 60-foot tide. I've just been trying to figure it out myself yet. I ought to get with somebody that knows something about it sometimes, because it's one of the things that is fascinating to me. In fact, when you see the tide just boiling in here in the late evening on a full moon and all, I even told some folks one time down here, we were making a trip over on the rivers over here and all, and going to St. Simon's and Sea Isle and all, I told them the pulsation of the whole darn universe was right down here. That tide's alive, you know. Oh, you never have read, gosh, I can't even think of it. I'm wool gathered this afternoon. I just waked up when he came, and I'm wool gathered anyway. But and as the marsh hen secretly builds its home on the watery sod, so too will I build me a home on the greatness of God. That's Silda and Anaeus, the marshes of the glen. You know that, don't you? You know of it, don't you?
I know of it.
Well, I saw a fella could lecture 4 and 5 hours on it, just lecture on the dying thing. And of course, you have to be smart to do that, you know that. No, but anyway, that's in it. Incidentally, we've got a pretty good little booklet in there somewhere on it. And we have a boy in this county who has won national recognition, I think it's 15 times now in national competition in printing his books. He does hand printing on a printing press he has out here. I talked with him yesterday. But I've got a little leaflet in there somewhere, if I could find it. I used to have them here to give away, and I just quit doing it, though. But that's Silly Nanaeus, Martian of the Glen. But the tide, it is the pulsation of the world. You feel like that's what keeps the world alive. All right, I'll stop now. Go ahead.
I'm staying down in the marshes of Glen right now.
Yeah.
Holiday Inn. It took me about a week before I could find a copy of that poem.
Yeah. Well, we had a nice little book here. I wish I could find it. We had a boy that made a set of pictures in Wednesday. This is this boy that does the printing I was telling you about. Of course, he did this. Of course, that's just a little bit. He does this printing here now. Of course, he's won national recognition on that. But this is your little booklet from Washington there. Now, this is got the photographs that go with it. This is nice. This is really nice. And he fixes it so that he tries to tie in the pictures with the poem. Well, I won't attempt to read that to you, because apparently I didn't get much education. Most of mine was catching cows. That's most of my education. Go ahead, darling. But I have been living with my wife a long time, and she's pretty good. When we went to Greece, she knew what to look for. In fact, the Greeks were amazed themselves. And not that she makes a show. She, you know, she won't let me open my mouth, but when she'd ask about certain things, they'd look out and say, you seem to know what you're skilled in. All right, beg your pardon, go ahead.
At the classics department at the university, it was then like what it is now. I'm sure she learned all about what was there in Greece.
Well, I didn't mean to make any insinuation, but I said when she got her master's degree, it was different from now. They shell them out, but they got, in fact, the languages and whatnot that she got and all, you can't hardly get it now. It's almost impossible. You'd have to go to 4 or 5 schools to get it. But anyway, let's don't brag on her. She doesn't like that.
Okay. If you're taking a child to the dentist, and it's the first time to go to the dentist, and he's a little afraid, the dentist might say to him, don't be afraid. I